Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Shut up, shut up. Slap, 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 slap. Slap everybody in the mouth. I'm not in the mood today. Again. On a Thursday night. I'm not in the mood. Again. Matter of fact, we're just going to start off like this. I mean, what do you do personally? I'm talking to you, the person listening, whether you're online, listening on your computer, whether it's live or archived. What do you do to calm yourself, to give yourself sanity when you're about to just lose your whole entire lid? I'm talking about like you're about to have a whole entire conniption. What do you do to calm yourself down? 563-999-934. See, I can't even get the number right. Ooh, Woosa, 563-999-3411. I'm DJ E-Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing, Mama? Hopefully you're having a good day today. Because two mad people does not make a conversation. It just gets you 30 days. Hello.
Hey. I was the foe.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. One of us got to be. I'm just saying, one of us got to be. Can y'all just feel me swinging in the air right now?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
going
to need, hey,
good.
Hey, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Yes. Yes. Just breathe. Breathe and count out of order.
Right.
Have you ever heard of that? Breathe and count out of order.
That shit don't work for me. What are we working on tonight? I used to hate. No, it don't work. I hate when people talk about count to 10. That's just counting my takeoff, motherfucker. 10, 9,
mm-hmm.
8.
I didn't say count
7,
to 10. I said count out of order.
I'm taking off. Count out of order. What the hell? What, I'm 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12? Look, man, we're going to come
like
back 3, to that right
12,
now.
100.
What else we got? What are we working on today? On the entertainment tip or topic or whatever else we got.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, all right. You ain't got to rush nobody.
You got it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
We got Harry and the Prince. We got Walking Dead. We got the baby. We got the Queen. Mm. Of course, we got some Kanye. And we got some Lindsey Vonn. So, a little different today, but it all goes together with the mental health week that we're talking about, and breaking traditions and things that help your mental health. So, get ready. It's going to be interesting.
That's right. It's going to be a good show. Today's show has been brought to you by the book, The Soul of Me Speaks, authored by Miss Unbelievable herself, E.K. You got to put in the E.K. make sure you go over on Lulu and check her stuff out. She's going to give you the link here in just a moment. Make sure you get the book, support it, because it also supports the soul. Also, if you're in the mood to get you a Happy New Year shirt or a birthday shirt, or you got something slick you want to do for your girlfriend for Valentine's Day, hook her with Monster US Apparel, and you can put your expressions right on your chest. Say it with your chest, Claire. And you can hit us up at MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com for that. But she's going to give you that, and then we'll get into some music. I don't know what we're going to play, but it's definitely going to help you say woosah. So where can they find that book at, that book link?
They can find it at lulu.com, The Soul of Me Speaks, and lulu.com, The Soul of Me Speaks 30 days. And stay tuned because The Soul of Me Speaks is going to speak today with some spoken word later on. So let's get it.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay, there we go.
DJ E. Monster.
Right. So, all right. So also later coming up, if you guys know anything about this Drake hotel incident, and I'm not talking about the rapper for you people outside of the Twin Cities. It's a hotel that, you know, was homing things for people, homeless people and things like that. If you've seen it on the news, it's like national news. It caught on fire. There's people coming out the woodworks to help them. But I just seen something that makes me go, they talking about they didn't have no water. They couldn't have water after certain times, and some things wasn't working and things wasn't right. So we're going to get into it. If you know more info, you're going to have to call us tonight, 563-999-3411. But for now, we're going to get into this woo-saw music. Now, here's one thing. We talk about mental health, but sometimes you got to appreciate the elders. This right here is Lloyd. It's called Appreciation Day. Him and Cujo Goody. Okay. Here's what it is. Marcy U.S. Radio. Karma Cafe. Podcast with a roar.
We live, y'all. Hit us up. 563-999-3411.
Daddy, for making love the night that you had me. Wanna thank my friends, my sister, my brother, Mercedes for my pants. Damn, I love you like no other. I wanna thank my teachers, I shout out to my preacher. I wanna thank my speakers for giving me something to reach for. I wanna thank my fans from the Cali or the Compton. They know when it's time I get this motherfucker popping. I wanna say to my cousin, thanks for showing love when I really needed guidance. Was selling dope and thugging. 17 with a gun, a day I got arrested. Saved by Irv Gotti, he told me count my blessings. So many lessons I've been learning the hard way. Just look how far we came from hanging in the hallway. Now I dedicate my life to what the songs say. Death for me, here for you, yeah, that's what I'll do.
A blessing. Well, blessing is a gift from the creator of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. Well, in order to receive a gift from the Father, you must have favor. Well, how do I have favor, man? By being obedient to his words, which are instructions from heaven. Well, what is his word, man? Well, you can hear him talking, man, in Genesis all the way through Malachi, man. That's the law and the prophets. You know what they call the Old Testament. Like, yeah, man, I heard of that, man. Up. So study to show yourself approved, man, and get that blessing. Open your hand wide so you can receive your blessing. Don't close your hands, open them wide. How can you receive your blessing when you got your hands closed?
Yeah, Woosah Music, like I said, hey, we're trying to help you keep from getting 30 days, you dig? Don't go off on your coworkers busting to the white meat. No. Call in and put their ass on blast. 563-999-3411. We don't do bail money. I'm just saying. I had something slick to say, but I fucked it up. Anyway, Miss Unbelievable, I know I'm supposed to do the weather report, but like last time, the weather sums up to this. It's cold, motherfucker. It's either raining or it's not where you at, but it's cold, motherfucker. You get it? All right, that's your weather for tonight. again, we got stuff we going to knock down. We going to clown a couple people. This is our Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat. It's also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. You know, we talk about current events and we clown their ass from a different angle. That's all. You dig? Don't take what we saying personal. Da 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 da. Yeah, just join in the conversation. So, all right, what we got? Who we clowning up first tonight?
We gonna clown the baby. Now, y'all already
the
know
baby.
How I feel
Wait.
About our young, the baby.
Mhm. Okay. The baby. All right. I got to figure out which one this
D-A,
is because, you know, there's little baby, little toddler, little grown man, little young man, little grown boy. Okay.
Hater.
The baby, the one there, Bop. The Bop and Shug and all them, right? My bad. I ain't in the mood to play with nobody today. Call in and get hung up on. But okay, the baby. I know which one. Yeah,
the
that
baby.
One. The crazy one that
got
in a fight at Walmart. Yeah, him.
Okay. Well, he was detained and charged with weed possession. So, according to Charlotte, yes, he arrived for his concert and smelled. Okay, so, I'm going to just read it because, you know, I'm going to get petty just a little bit. According to Charlotte,
uh-oh,
you know, police department, when the baby arrived at the concert that he was at, performing at, there was a strong smell of odor of marijuana coming from his vehicle. Okay, and there was marijuana in plain view sight. So they decided to wait after the concert to talk to him. They claim after the show he refused to talk to the officers and walked away, which is why he was detained while they searched his vehicle. Officers found less than 0.5 pound of marijuana inside. Initially, he was arrested and charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana and resisting. After transporting him, officers decided they would issue him a citation only. The baby is was in North Carolina, said that they swarmed his car and busted him for weed. The baby had just performed at Bojangles Coliseum that night and left the venue. But before they left the venue, the person that he was doing the concert tipped off the officers saying that they need to smell him and grab him because he smell of weed. The rapper said, every time there's nobody when I pull up in the parking lot, the second I got out of the car, 15 cops came around. Can I borrow your microphone? Grabs mic, shining it in the car windows. They followed them, pulled him over for no reason. So they are looking into the investigation of his pullover and his citation at the North Carolina Police Department.
Right. Boy, I'll tell you this, that's one janky ass promoter. The promoter's one tip, it is what it is. Come on, man. I mean, how can they? There's so many things I'm just confused. I don't get it. Like, first of all, you can't, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I don't think they can use the smell of marijuana as a charge, as something to charge you with. You know what I mean? Like, if the cops pull you up and say, I smell marijuana in the car, that's not, unless you say, yes, I have marijuana in the car, that's not enough reason to search your car, because he can't prove he smelled what he smelled in court. So it kind of don't make no sense to me. It sounds more like somebody tried to set him up or something. Like you said, the one dude tipped him off. He probably didn't have enough to pay him off. We try to tip him off so he ain't got to pay him the rest of the money until next week. I don't know. I'm just speculating and making up shit as I go along. But damn. I mean, can they even do that? I mean, am I wrong? Ain't weed legal in a lot of places?
They said it's not in North Carolina. But listen, he didn't come smoke it on your premises. You know what I'm saying? He respected
right.
the fact, I'm going to do it before I get there. Okay, and just because mm-hmm. I smell like it doesn't mean that I can't do what I'm supposed to do. But the part that gets me is whoever snitched on him, like, come on. Y'all know mm-hmm. who y'all got before y'all hired him. Like, y'all know he was going to come high. Like, y'all knew who he was before he got there. Like, so now why are we acting like, oh, let's arrest him after the show? So you going to let him do his money, right? But then you're going to make a mockery of afterwards? That's that kind of stuff that blows me.
Right. Not only that, I think of it like this a lot of times. Because, you know, how much money did it cost them to use all them officers to do all this over a smoking weed? I smell weed. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, did they find guns in the car? Were they looking for guns, or they was just looking for weed?
They was just looking for weed.
See, that's that. I mean, how much money did it cost them to put them people together to mess with him enough? How much taxpayer money is that going out?
Well, they thought about it because now you arrest him, but then you're just going to give him a citation only? You're going to let him go. So you're going to see, y'all going to make a mockery of picking him up and, you know, saying that he did this, right? So you're going to make a mockery mm-hmm. out of him by getting him picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to just later on let him out. You're going to later on let him out the car and say, oh, we're just going to give you a citation only? Really?
Right. Well, they probably at
so
that
you,
point
so
realized
gonna watch
we
them
gotta
arrest
do the
me.
Right thing. Right.
You're gonna watch them arrest me. You're gonna watch the people get pulled over. So you're gonna let me become a mockery, and then you're gonna get down the street where nobody can see that you let me go? Are you serious? Okay.
Crazy. So, all right, what else we got in the who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Who else we clowning tonight?
Okay, we is also clowning The Walking Dead actress. Now, I don't know if some of you guys watch this show, but The Walking Dead actress, my computer's running the show, ex-boyfriend moves out, but went after woman recorded her clowning. So, Vanessa Cloke, known for playing Anna on season 6 and 7 of The Walking Dead, went ballistic while her ex-husband gathered up his stuff at their apartment, and she ended up getting hauled away in handcuffs. Law enforcement said that they were called to the Orange County area where the guy was trying to remove his property peacefully. During the process, the witness told that she striked this one chick who was videotaping it as she was sobbing, screaming at her ex-boyfriend, was, you know, trying to leave, and the lady called her a drama queen who was recording it, and she called her a fucking cunt. She grabbed the phone, threw it down the staircase to the car parked below.
Amongst women?
Causing, huh?
No, I said amongst women, them is fighting words.
Heck yeah. Causing damage.
You're a cunt.
Fucking cunt. You know, the cops told her to calm down, but she became so unruly that they had to arrest her. She said she was provoked by the lady calling her a drama queen because she was already upset about her man leaving. She was booked for misdemeanor, assault, and battery. So how y'all feel about that? So, she was considered assault. I think you put yourself on mute. So
damn,
she,
I sure did.
You know, fucking cut.
Good call.
Is one of those ones that get you fighting. That's almost like saying bitch for, you know, a black girl or a nigga. You know, that just sets them off.
Right. No, call him a sellout or say, you ain't even black. Oh, God. Oh, Woo! God, we'll tear this bitch up. Oh, God, we'll tear this bitch up.
Get up. You be like, what happened? You be like, did you not hear what he said? Did you not hear what he called me? You be like, no.
Right,
did I miss something?
Hey, now, did you see any of the stars, some of the stars, what they did over the holiday, like Christmas or whatever?
You know, I don't pay attention to them.
Oh, okay. Well, I was nosy as hell.
What you see?
I seen the Kardashians, they had a party. I can't remember if it was at Kourtney's house or one of the girls' house. They had it. It was really, really nice. I'm not going to lie. It was dope. But you ever, like, watch some stars and you'd be like, what does that all mean? What does it all mean? I have to say, like, I forgot. I've seen it before. It's not brand new. But what does it mean when they put the tree upside down? They had this big tree. It was a big, beautiful tree. They had the house was set up and everything. But, yeah, they had the tree upside down. He had his Kanye had his chorus there. They were singing. It had to be wonderful. You know, can you imagine a whole church choir being at your Christmas party singing? 100 people. Come on. I mean, Kanye got 100 congregation that just run with him and sing everywhere. I mean, goodness. I mean, I'm just saying. That's my whole thing. I love how the house looked, but I was just like, what does the upside down tree mean? So, yeah, I was just, sorry. It was just beautiful, and I'm just, you know, just talking. Trying to feel some time.
But to get to Kanye, glad you got there, because, you know, Kanye West, Sunday Service dropped Jesus Is Born, another album. So, the wait is over. Kanye West and his Sunday Service Choir has finally dropped his Jesus Is Born gospel album. Kanye had everyone waiting this with anticipation since he teased everybody in an interview back in October. The 19-track album hit all major digital streaming platforms today, just in time for Christmas instead of going with a major label. To release his album, he chose a New Jersey-based indie distributor, Vida. So he's almost
Vida?
Like you know, giving the indies a step up. Some of his tracks include Count Your Blessings, That's How the Good Lord Works, and Satan, We're Gonna Tear Your Kingdom Down. Kanye, of course, dropped his Jesus Is King album back in October after many delays. That album featured 11 tracks, so he has 2 tracks out. Yeezy has a massive album listening event at the Forum in L.A. when the album drops. Fans was also treated to the screening of his Jesus Is King IMAX project. Kanye's choir most recently hit up the Lincoln Center and performed Mary, as was reported, and the stage was decked out in plants. Over 100 choir members and props to tell the story of Jesus' birth from the eyes of his mother. That was interesting. There was also a new rendition of The Little Drummer Boy. So Kanye's really taking this spiritual journey serious.
Yes, he is. Only thing that kind of concerns, because we do have the album. Maybe we'll do a little listening party or something, listen to a couple tracks, stuff like that. But my whole thing is, I think at some point, and I pray it don't, you know, because I don't wish things bad on anybody, you know what I mean? But I'm afraid that this stuff with Kanye, that stuff's going to, I think it's going to blow up in his face. I hate to say it, but I think at one point it's going to blow up in his face. I mean, less than 3 albums ago, he was thugging and bugging, dropping thug and bugging albums. You understand me? Now all of a sudden you're trying to do this, do that. It's kind of contradictive. I'm in a DJ pool where I get all the big albums. You dig? And there was an album, I forgot what it was called. If anybody knows his albums, it was like You Mad or something. Him and I can't even say the other guy because I don't want to say the wrong name, but it's another Chicago artist. The album is nice, but it's more towards a fuck you, it's about me type album. It is, and now he's dropping this. I just kind of think at some point somebody's going to bring that up. Like, what about your last album? What about them other albums? What about this, that? it's going to catch up to him eventually. I'm just waiting for it, and I want to see the outcome of it. But yeah, I got concerns for him when it comes to like the music and all that type of stuff. So, but let's take a little quick, or I'll let you comment on that, and then we'll take a little quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll open it up some, or do the rest of our who's bumping, who's getting fat, and then we'll open up the line.
Okay. So, got it. I went and looked, well, with the upside down Christmas tree, meaning it's saying that usually in Europe to hang the fig tree upside down symbolizes the Holy Trinity. The upside down Christmas trees were also known to consider to be the symbol of Christianity. And also it was to serve as a home to the different gods as a pagan remembrance of the time of cosmic trees. My thought with Kanye is, he has a lot of followers. So I just hope that this isn't the usual Kanye. But if it is, the word is getting spread. But because, you know, Kanye goes through his moods. He goes through his, you know, different, he's like up and down. So I don't know what to, you know, I've never known how to take Kanye. But if it's saving souls, so be it for now.
Right.
Doing what it's supposed to do. Amen. So that he's going about it the way that he knows best. Great job. But I hope they're listening to the message and not the man, like we always get, you know, hooked up on, like the person instead of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they're listening to the message and not looking at the man. So if he does fall or if he does stumble, that they will still they will still work out the message that he's trying to say about Jesus, and everything that goes along with, you know, God and being spiritual in your relationship. I hope that they're gaining their relationship with God instead of wanting their relationship with Yeezy to just follow him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how I feel about that.
Excuse me. All right. We're going to take a quick little breather right quick, and we're going to bring it back. We're going to get into some more about who's bumping, who's getting fat, and we're going to open up the line. And, yeah, that's a whole nother discussion, like, because I always thought of that. Like, how can you believe the word of somebody who ain't real? I'm just saying. We could talk about that, too. So, all right, we're going to take our quick little break. I got a new track from y'all. I believe this guy's name is Trouble, featuring Bootsy Badass. It's called It Ain't My Fault. But before we get to that, we got to get to this.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right. Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunt's three for a dollar, but that's six on EBT.
Hi, Miss Unbelievable. We still got some Woosah time left. Let them know the number.
The number is 563-999-3411.
Right. Press 1 to go live, or you can listen in private. This is Trouble featuring Bootsy Badass. It's called It Ain't My Fault. Sound like one of them little throwbacks, don't it? Don't. Hey.
It ain't my fault. Hey.
Woosah.
It ain't my fault. These bitches mad, though. It ain't my fault that where the cab go. Get out your feeling, get a bell. Walk Ninja Venture, clear the tail. I bought the Benz, just to shit on all these bitches. I bought the Ray, just to give it to my nigga. I came from nothing, finally made it to the mid.
Yeah, I see.
Stacked them racks up to the city.
Yeah. It ain't my fault, your hoe won't fuck around with a real one.
Yeah. Now she hate lame, she tried me out, she know the difference.
Yeah, my boy with Johnny passed around, I sky the pimp.
Yeah.
On MTV, but she won't see just how I'm living. Yo, nigga, mind your business. Yo, won't tell you about who I'm hitting. Yo, just had a son. Yo, put the other one on her titty. Yo, two step like did it. Yo, got a project, bitch, she did it. Yo, she know I get it. Yo, get about with Hello Kitty. Yo, murder be the cause, so death the snitch. Yo, she came with it, so I kept the digit. No relationship, you got one, told y'all dig it.
Tell her to call, see I murder your bro. It ain't no limit.
It ain't my fault these bitches mad, though. It ain't my fault that where the cab go. Get out your feeling, get a bail, oh. Walk Ninja Venture, clear the tail, oh. I bought the Benz, just to shit on all these bitches. I bought the race, just to give it to my nigga. I came from nothing, finally made it to the million. Stacked the rest up to the city.
It ain't my motherfucking fault that my wrist talk, even in the pitch dog. All bad and rude, it ain't my fault that I stick talk. Niggas mad I'm on, but I get my hustle off the click off. Blame it on the blues why I'm always in the bitch mouth. Bentley truck, what the fuck? It ain't my fault, I'm a street nigga. These niggas be telling my name and starting my game. Feelin' talking to a bitch who I fuck on the first night, nigga. It ain't my fault that your money ain't right, nigga. It ain't my fault. You don't smoke how we smoke, nigga. It ain't my fault. You don't drink how we drink, nigga. It ain't my fault. You ain't real like we real, nigga. It ain't my fault. You don't kill how we kill, nigga. It ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault these bitches mad, though. It ain't my fault that where the cab go. Get out your feeling, get a bail. Walk Ninja Venture, clear the tail. I bought the Benz, just to shit on all these bitches. I bought the race, just to give it to my nigga. I came from nothing, finally made it to the million. Stacked the rest up to the city.
If you get 30 days, it ain't my fault. You should have called in and pressed 1-2 talk. Look, I should have did that a little more rhythmic. I sound like I can't rap. Woozah music. You got to let that bullshit go. As you can tell, I'm starting to feel better now. You know, when I opened up, I was like, fuck all y'all. My bad. I was wildin'. But all right, who else we clowning tonight?
Okay, so I need y'all opinions on this. This is an opinion. Lindsay Vonn, who says only the chicks get an engagement ring. Lindsay Vonn scuffles at the notion that only women want jewelry, signifying that their engagement because she just blinged out her fiancés doing a very cool proposal. Lindsay already engaged to PK Sedan, but on Christmas Day, she surprised him with a ring and a proposal of marriage. The legendary skier said it was only fitting that this is the second year anniversary since they started dating. And on their second year anniversary, I returned the favor and asked PK to marry me, and he said yes. She went on, we talk about equality, but actions speak louder than words. Men should get engagement rings too. And this is what PK deserves. Can't wait to marry you, babe. They're an affordable couple, for sure. 35-year-old Vonn is hands down one of the greatest skiers. 30-year-old Sabine is a top NFL defensive player. NHL defensive player. And Lindsay was previously married to U.S. ski teammate Thomas Vonn. They divorced in 2013. She then dated Tiger Woods and then NFL coach Keenan Smith. But she is now happy with PK.
Right. Well, I hate to bust the bubble on this. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish them the best in their funeral. I mean, their wedding. But I think this right here that they got going right now, this is some type of business ploy. You understand me? I'll tell you why. Because I seen the thing. They talking about, oh, yeah, the men need the what you call it, which is kind of fucked up. Because they talking about, oh, you can get these engagement rings for men. They're less, they're kind of more bland, and they're less expensive. Ain't that a bitch? What, you going to buy me a little cheap-ass ring? You might as well went down to the bubblegum machine and bought me some shit. I'm just saying. But reason why I say that is because, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great. And we're going to have the conversation, like, I mean, how do you feel about it, asking your man to marry you? you know, that's what we're going to talk about. It's not nothing big now in today's with everything else going on in the world. It's not nothing big, but we're going to talk about that. But the part they don't, they trying to make it seem like, oh, she's this glorious lady. She asked her guy to marry him, marry her. Woo, 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 woo. Well, guess what? He already asked her to marry him. God damn it. He already asked her. She already said yes. She just came back with some other shit a couple years later or a little while later. Oh, yeah, I'm going to ask you now. Really? So what about when he asked her? That's when y'all should have been happy. Not now that she don't ask him after she already said yes. I'm not trying to take the nostalgia away from y'all's little ha 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 hot moment, but goddamn. Really? Oh, my bad. but yeah, but I think, you know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? A woman asking a man, it's a little, it's not very traditional. But, you know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. With all the stuff, like I said, all the stuff going on in the world today, things are not very traditional, period. So, I mean, what would be wrong with the woman asking the guy? How you feel about it, Miss Unbelievable?
I wouldn't do it first, but I would do it second. You know, I would okay. do it as well. Because I think that a guy should be able to, just because you ask me, you may be trying to do it to please me or because you feel like, oh, this is what she wants. But later on, you may not feel that same way. You know what I'm saying? After a few things get started. So I will want to ask him too, just to know for sure, you know, to say, I need to hear that yes here too. Like, would you marry me? Like, let's, because we're marrying each other, but I would want, you know, that guy, my babe, my fiance, to have a ring too. Like, we get married to each other, so I want people to know he taken too. You see that ring? No, we ain't married yet, but, yep, he might, we engaged. So I think that's cute. I don't know if I would wait a year later. I don't think I would ask him first because that's just not who I am. Yes, that is who I am, but I wouldn't take that away. To me, that's taken away from the traditional, you know, thought of being asked. But then the power of the asking, I guess, now could be for both sides. But I wouldn't. I love that, you know, a man's taking that initiative to, you know, set up the household. And that's just, you know, being in the role. That's just the role that I feel like I don't want to take away from him. But I will add to it by saying, okay, will you marry me in return? You know, because I'm giving him myself and you're giving him yourself. But I wouldn't take the initial role away. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, if you're going to claim me with a ring, I want to claim you too. I mean, it can be a beautiful thing. I mean, but I think, you know, like we say, you know, everybody thinks different. Some people might be upset. Some guy might get mad. Some may not. They're due that right, that opinion. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like I said, it's not real traditional. Let's see.
But just like I would want two rings on both fingers. Now people ask me why. I know that there's that one, you know, and that they say the ring fingers, you know, what's that's connected to your heart. But I want both sides. I want both hands because both hands is committing to you. I don't want that, you know, that other hand to feel like, oh, well, you know, we gonna clown. We ain't gonna tell that other hand what this hand is doing. I want both rings. So you wear represent both rings and I wear both rings. That's just my crazy thought. But that's just me. So if I give you an engagement ring, you move that engagement ring to the left hand, and then I'll take care of the right hand, and both hands going to be blinged out. You see what I'm saying? Because we ain't going no cheat way. Because, you know, we ain't cheap like that. But to know, that's how we getting down, you know.
Right. Okay. All right, what else
okay.
we got?
So moving on. Queen Elizabeth omits photo of Harry, Meghan, and Andrew during her speech. I'm talking about the Queen of England. Queen Elizabeth may now be the dictionary of the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words, in what seems like a revealing and biting ex-Christmas address to her people. The Queen always gives a Christmas speech behind a table filled with pictures of the royals, and there was William and Kate and the kids, Philip, who was missing, Andrew and his Prince Harry, Meghan, and baby Archie. It is puzzling since this is Archie's first year as a royal on Earth. As you know, they're not in the Buckingham Palace. They went to Canada to be with Meghan's mom, and the Queen didn't like it. And so during her remarks, she says, in 2019, it's been quite bumpy. No shit. So she's very upset. So she didn't acknowledge, you know, them. And, you know, since Prince Harry's, I think they had a news report. And so they're not getting the best. They're not getting the best love from the Queen. And on top of them being in Canada, I'm talking about the royals, they were denied being going to a restaurant because of so much stuff that goes on in the security. So a Canadian restaurant turned down a Christmas booking for them too, saying that it was just too much. And the security would have been too much to handle. So they wished the royals to stay at a somewhere else in town. So the Canadian seafood restaurant turned down their reservations and sent them to a different restaurant that was an upscale eatery somewhere else in Canada. According to the chef, she was like, I just couldn't do it. It was just too much. But on there, on this Harry and all them guys, they were fine with it. They enjoyed being in Canada. They were seen running. They were seen doing everything. Creating their own memories and history. So, Queen, I have.
Yeah, I mean,
so he went with his own mental health.
Right. Hey, yeah, you brought it right back to it. Yeah, I mean, that's what they did. You dig? She tired of the BS and all that. They thought they was gonna go to Vancouver. And get a little less publicity, but as you know, people start seeing y'all two walking around, it's going to excite any neighborhood. I could see how the restaurant was like, nah, y'all can't come up in here. Nah, now what? Because they practically almost pretty much shut down a lot of the restaurants. Like, they take over the kitchen. You know what I mean? They regulate who can come in, who can come out, and that, you know, that can turn into bad business. You might be doing good for one day, but, you know, the people you piss off, might be your steady patrons. I'm just saying. So, yeah, but on the Queen part, when she addressed it, I could totally see what you're talking about. I've seen it. She had pictures of a lot of people, but she did not have pictures of those two or those three, that part of the family up there. Although they did say that she gave a shout out to them, a personal shout out. I listened to it. It didn't sound too personal to me. They said, oh, we'd like to congratulate our, I think they said like our 40th or something, this grand, maybe eighth or something like that, grandson to the family, great grandson to the family, da 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 da. I was about it. She ain't say no names, no nothing.
Right.
But yeah, it did seem a little shady, but now I understand why she mad. She's like, y'all wasn't here. I'm not calling you out. You should have been here. You want to know what it was like? You should have been here. Yeah, but I can kind of see how that can be kind of embarrassing to, you know, the family. You know what I mean? They're a big, recognized family, and you don't want to hang with them. That's kind of a little thing on the low. You understand me? That's a little thing on the low. And then they got to deal with, did you see the thing about their family picture, their holiday picture with the baby and those two, and everybody's talking about it was photoshopped and trying to make a big deal out of it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And I'm
but
like,
then
who cares?
They had another picture of them that was super cute. And they're like, the Queen is hot because there's another situation going on with Prince Harry now too. I mean, with Prince's name? William? Michael, whoever her son is.
Yeah, William.
Yeah, he going through some stuff. So I get, you know, Prince Harry, he's always been that one that's like, I'm not following rules. He is so much like his mom. He's like, I'm not following rules. I'm gone.
Yeah.
He's so much like his mom. He's like, and what she embodied in them and told them is, and be your, create your own peace. And that was one thing that they did not like about her, because she created her own peace. She made sure that her boys was going to know how to stand up to the traditions and the royals. And man, are they standing up and talking? Because a black woman, yeah, he slapped everybody in the face with that one. Mm-hmm. And she from the hood? Stop playing.
I knew they was getting it in when they came here, when they was in Vegas, and that the brothers was partying. I knew they was going to go home with somebody. I didn't know they was going to take them home, but I knew they was going. I knew they did something in Vegas. I'm just saying, Sin City.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The American way. I'm just saying. Hello.
I'm just saying.
Yep. So, all right.
That's all of who's bumping who, who's getting fat for tonight. That is all. That is it. We done covered it all. That is all. That is it. So let's hit that topic.
Okay. So now, what are we talking about? Mental peace and the holidays. I forgot what. Oh, tonight part was to be about, like, you know, basically, basically, how does mental health affect? Because some people, they don't really realize that they're going through mental issues. I'll keep it 100. I needed some mental health. I had to go to therapy when I was sick. I did not know it. You dig? Now when I look back, now I see certain signs to kind of be like, okay, you probably should go talk to somebody about some of these issues you got with everybody, bruh. You understand me? So, you know, sometimes it affects the people around you. It can affect the person at the grocery store, at the corner store. I'll be honest, like, I snapped out on the corner store dude a couple of times. He was bogus, though. He was out of line. They would treat me funny. They act funny every time I come into the store. You dig? And I wasn't having it no more. One day I was like, you know what? Not today, partner. This motherfucker pulled a stun gun on me. He tried to stick me.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm dead serious. He tried to stick me.
Wow.
And I tried to plaster his ass all over that goddamn store. But I didn't realize at that time, on my way home, walking home pissed off, you dig, that I needed some help. Like, bro, you probably should have just, when he got to acting funny, you should have just said, you know what? I refuse to give you any of my business and not go in there like I do now. Just don't go in there. You going to act funny? Act funny with somebody else. I'm not coming in here. But no, I took it upon myself to show him the way, as I would say. It is. I tell you this, he ain't going to play with nobody else in that store, but it wasn't up to me. I could have did 60, 90 days or more. Like you said, 1 second. Decision.
It'd
be whether you go this way or you go that way in handcuffs. It's your decision. So yeah, so these are things, you know, it could affect people at work. Other things. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Because sometimes, you know, when you let things fester or you suppress it and you keep pushing it down, it's like a pressure cooker. You keep, you know, how you put stuff all in there. Everything you could think of, you could put in a pressure cooker, and it'll cook real fast. And as soon as it's done, the steam lets up, and it's like, shh. And now everything's going off. Everything is just like, what? I got issues with you. I got issues with you. I got issues with you. And you like, well, hold on. Why didn't you tell me? But you don't know how. So everything around you and everyone around you is walking on pins and needles. Everyone around you is, you know, trying to cater to you, make sure you're okay. And then once you're okay, they're looking at you like, okay. And they're looking at you to be like, okay, now return the favor. And you're like, what you do for me? Like, you just didn't see how he was acting? And so, and everything's affected. Your job, how you post on social media, how your relationship can be damaged because they may not know how to deal with you. Like, you happy one day and then you mad the next. Or you trying to fix them and they not asking you to fix them. You see what I'm saying? and they just want you to be there, but you trying to do all your best to be like, well, I got to fix you. And then in the process of you trying to fix somebody else, you tearing your own self up because your result ain't happening. Instead of just being like, you know what? I'm going to let you do you. I'm going to still be here for you. But you need to see somebody and be okay with going to see somebody, because it's always been a stigma in the Black community. You don't say nothing. You better not tell our business to nobody. And we didn't learn that until we got older, when we suppressed so much stuff. And now, you know, it's okay. It's okay to say, let me talk about it. Let me talk to you about it. Because people was dying. People was committing suicide. People was killing themselves. They were so hard on themselves. And it just didn't work.
Right, right. Well, hey, here's something I want to read. And if you are listening to an archive or something, I know we're still live right now, but I still speak as if, you know what I mean? It's whatever. You get what I'm saying. But here's something that I found. It's inside the feed. It's inside the slideshow. You can read it as well. it says, when someone is broken, don't try to fix them. You can't. When someone is hurting, don't attempt to take away their pain. You can't. Instead, love them by walking beside them in hurt. You can, because sometimes what people need is simply to know they aren't alone. I think that's a deep one right there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's not too much I could say. It's pretty much self-explanatory. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes that's what people need. Like, that's why Monsters Radio Comic Cafe is here. Sometimes you just need to vent. Like, not somebody give you their life experience. Don't tell me how this happened to you too. Don't give me all this enlightenment and all this other stuff that you think that I need. Just listen. Sometimes that's all they need to do is get it out, because you can't keep that shit trapped in. When you're mad about something, you have to tell it. You have to speak it out to get it out of your body. I know somebody like, what? No, think about it. When you say it out loud, you say it with emotion, you feel it. It's like a vibration. It's energy you're releasing. So sometimes you just got to release that energy. Now, if you come in trying to give your life experience, and I know you're trying to help. I know it seems like a good thing, but you'll notice they'll start to become combative. Then it'll start to be, well, what about this? Well, what if I did that? Well, what about this? They didn't think about that. That's when you need to say, okay, I should just be listening, because this person just needs to get this out. You know what I mean? Have you ever been there? I've been there.
Absolutely. And because my nature is to want to fix and want to fix, I've learned that everybody who comes to me is not my assignment. Sometimes I have to realize what my assignment is in their life. Because I'm a fixer. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that assignment is just to listen. Sometimes that assignment is to give some advice. Sometimes that assignment is not to say anything. You know what I'm saying? And when they're done, it's like, okay. Because everybody, like, if you keep pouring out and pouring out, then you ain't going to have nothing for yourself, right? And even sometimes when you're there, you may have to walk away. But they still have to know, I ain't walking away from you. I'm still here, but I'm not here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to understand what you have to offer whenever you're there. And when you're listening, you listen. You don't share it with nobody else. You don't talk about it to nobody else. You leave it in that moment. You leave it there. You don't use it against them when you're mad at them. You don't use it against them at all to shame them. You know what I'm saying? You listen. You be like, okay, I got it. Because they're not telling you to be condemned by it or be judged by it. You know what I'm saying? They're telling you because they trust you. They trust you, you know, in their vulnerability. And a lot of people don't have that person that they can talk to when they're, you know, vulnerable. You always got that, you know, one who listens, and you be like, can I trust them in my vulnerability? Can I trust them at my lowest point? Can I trust them? You know, to me, it's about trust. And then after you released it, adding stuff back into your life and not that stuff. You see what I'm saying? Making a change and making sure that you're not going back down that road, because it'll be easy because it's a coat and it's pain and it's easy to go down this road because you're so used to it. This is all I know. But once you release it, let it go. Seriously, let it go. And move on
right.
to something different, because there's always going to be a reminder where you came from, but the sting of it shouldn't be the same every time it hits you. Because it's going to be a reminder just to see how much you've healed from it. And if you can smile and if you can cry, you know, in a way of joy, you know you heal from it. But if you're still got that situation, go back to the drawing board, figure that out. And it's okay. And then get to the root of it and then move on. And that's just all just getting to know who you are and listening to yourself first and then allowing others to listen.
Right, right. So, all right, I guess that's going to be our piece tonight. I know we ran over. I know
me?
We ran over. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we still got the spoken word, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. But we got 5 minutes, so here we go. Solomon Speaks. You can hit me at lulu.com, the Solomon Speaks, on lulu.com, the Solomon Speaks 30-Day Journal. So, y'all ready? And here's what
we
I
ready.
Say to you guys all the time. Mirror, mirror on the wall, the Solomon Speaks. I may or may not agree. I'll let it go and I'll let it be. Hold on to that. Here we go. Listen with intention. Every day, our spirit softly whispers messages to our subconsciousness. We can either empower ourselves or suppress ourselves with our internal thoughts. However, often we don't notice the negative messages because we have listened and believed the negative message we tell ourselves that may be wrong or that may be right. The negative message has become a bad habit that takes over your entire thought process. We got to let that stop. Our inner monologue repeats these messages over and over and over again until they are planted so deeply that we begin to believe them without letting them go or recognize it's killing our minds, spirit, and soul and body slowly. The negative and the positive message we send to ourselves takes root. It's up to you to water the right message every day. Anytime you feel down, annoyed, or hesitate, speak life into yourself one by one by one by one. Listen to your inner monologue saying, don't limit yourself. You were created for a purpose. You was created for destiny. Now watch, wait, and see. Here you come. Don't believe what you tell your inner self. Believe what shows up. You will see. Listen with intention.
There you go. Okay, tell them where they can catch your book at again.
The Solomon Speaks at lulu.com. The Solomon Speaks, 30-Day Journal, The Solomon Speaks, lulu.com. Yes, I am a proud sponsor of monsterisradio.com.
And we definitely, definitely appreciate you. So, all right, y'all, that's our show for tonight. Tune in tomorrow. It's Friday Night Live. We'll get you ready for the weekend. Let's see. I got some new music for y'all. Who I got for y'all? I got some, let's see here. I'm going to have some Chris Bapsy. I tried to get him in tonight. Let's see. Yellow Boy BZ. Who else we got over here? I know I got something with DaBaby on it. Black youngster and DaBaby. So, all right, tune in tomorrow. It's Friday Night Live. We'll get y'all ready for the weekend. We do little fashion tips, all kinds of little corny stuff. So, all right, make sure you tune in. And on our way up out of here, I'll let Miss Unbelievable say her last words, and then I'll play our ending track. It's our theme song for the for our show. Any last words?
I want to say your soul. Yep, your soul. Yes, your soul speaks. Listen to it and get help if you need it. Once again, our helpline is open. It's on our website. Please look it up. If you need help, go get it. It's never too late. It's never too late to get therapy. Thank you for being on our couch tonight. We love you. Peace.
All right. On that note, here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. Eat monster, baby.